It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 22nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today's the day if you want to buy the tech company Dell. The founder and CEO of Dell wants to buy up the company's stock and make Dell private. Michael Dell's put together a buyout deal with a private equity firm. But if you have a fortune and you're interested in putting in your own bid, the deadline's today. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Michael Dell wants to restructure the company he founded as a teenager. Chris Silva is an analyst with the Altimeter Group.
This is an organization that I think needs to be taken down to the studs and reimagined so that it can remain competitive.
Dell's been its CEO for the last 6 years as computing has moved away from the PCs that made the company famous to smartphones and tablets. Dell is making the case the company he's led needs to move in a new direction, and he's the man to take it there.
It's a tricky situation, right?
Especially as some shareholders complain Dell's bid of $13.65 a share undervalues the company. Jason Noland is an analyst with R.W. Baird. He says he suspects this isn't about money for Michael Dell so much as it's about pride.
Ultimately, we expect to see this deal get done at or above the current offer price with the current players.
Noland says the company has been making progress, getting into servers, storage, and network software. Dell is worth something, he argues. After all, it's created all this buzz. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Delta Airlines, now offering the Booking on the Fly Delta app. You can download the app to book on the go. Delta, keep climbing.
PayPal and Google see a future where you go into a store and use your smartphone to pay. These are called electronic wallets, and recently MasterCard, wary of the competition, said it'll start charging a controversial extra fee to some companies that want to run MasterCard transactions through their e-wallets. But the card company isn't stopping there. MasterCard's Ed McLaughlin says his company has a wallet of its own.
There are a lot of environments, say you're picking up a cup of coffee, where the ability to just grab it, tap and go, and get out of the store is essential. So what we found with the contactless payments, it's about 20 to 40% time faster through the merchant's queue.
Now, frankly, there are other companies that are offering parts of this. How will you differentiate what you offer?
What we're doing with MasterPass is to bring all of this together. So if I'm at work and I'm using my PC, or if I'm sitting on my sofa using my tablet, if I'm out and about in my mobile phone, how do I connect all of it? So if you think of it simply, MasterPass is digital MasterCard.
In what ways do you address the concern that when you carry all this stuff on a smartphone, it might be vulnerable?
So we're taking advantage of all the capabilities the device gives us, whether it's the security chips that are in there, the connectivity you have, the ability to always be live and messaging on the network to make sure that the transactions as we move from the physical to the digital are actually more secure. And the other point is if you lose your physical cards, right, you have to shut it down and things like that, we can do that instantly in a digital realm.
I think what may be guiding some of this, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. McLaughlin, is the following. There was a famous Seinfeld episode which took a character to task because of his giant wallet. And I, as a guy without a purse, have that issue. It's okay to have a big, fat smartphone. So if you can get everything you need to do into that smartphone, I think you're going to win cool points.
And that's what I'm saying. It's what can we do as things move to digital to make it easier so you don't have to carry all those credentials around with you, but you still get all the benefits.
Ed McLaughlin has a great title, Chief Emerging Payments Officer for MasterCard. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.